This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We've got lines open for you, and we want to hear from you if you've got questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, or if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, or if you have a success story you'd like to share, you want to contribute to the conversation. 844-236-6010 is our number today and every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And think about joining the Bright Side Ben team. If you are interested in starting a home-based business, now's a golden opportunity to start a home-based business. It's also a golden opportunity to join the Bright Side Ben team and the longevity family. Call 866-735-2470. Business is booming. The supplement business is booming. People are finally getting hip to the importance of nutritional supplementation for staying healthy. You can't find zinc in the stores. Everybody's on vitamin C. Longevity's got all kinds of immune-boosting supplements as well as our Healthy Start Pack, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Ultimate EFAs, and Osteo FX. You can find all the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also find a Join the Team Now link that you can click on at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information, 866-735-2470. Don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. We've got Father's Day specials. Actually, we've got a whole bunch of specials up at truthtreatments.com. And also take a look at our nutritional supplements at truthnourishment.com. Thank you to Robert Lundgren for setting that up, truthnourishment.com. We've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about Vivation, which is known as the science of being happy. It's really a breath work, and I've been studying Vivation since the early 1990s, and it's been an important part of my life. We're going to talk about the science of being happy. Being happy is a science. Being happy is a skill. You don't just get happy. You don't just fall into happiness. It's one of the biggest mistakes people make when they're depressed or when they're just not maximally joyful about life, is this idea that joyfulness and happiness just happens to us. It doesn't just happen. You have to work at it. It's a skill set. It's something that you can learn. And this is what Vivation is about, a powerful, really powerful self-development technique that lets you enjoy your feelings simply as energy patterns within the body. That's such an important idea. We label our feelings, and we label them based on our preconceived ideas. We label them based on our beliefs. But in essence, feelings are just energy. And when we return to the energy nature of feelings, there's a beautiful sensation of joy that arises. That's what Vivation is all about. We're going to talk to Paul Hughes, who is a Vivation expert, and Paul has been
studying Vivation for many, many years. By the way, there is a book called Vivation, which is, I've been reading it since the early 1990s, and it's written by a guy named Jim Leonard. And somebody else, there's two people who wrote that. I forgot who the second author is. It's called Vivation, V-I-V-A-T-I-O-N, Vivation. You can find a Vivation professional who can teach you Vivation. There's a lot of Vivation. You just have to Google Vivation. There's probably hundreds around the country, Vivation professionals. Paul uses the executive director of Vivation International. And we're going to talk to Paul at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. I want to talk a little bit about plant protein and animal protein. This is a big controversy. Vegetarians will tell you you don't need animal protein. Meat eaters will tell you you can't get everything you need from vegetables. Probably they're both a little bit right. I did my moment of truth today, by the way, on plant protein versus animal protein. You can find our moments of truth up on our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. And also, let's see, on criticalhealthnews.com you can find our moments of truth. Today I did my moment of truth on the difference between plant protein and animal protein. When you think about animal protein, you want to think about anabolism. Anabolism is building, bodybuilding. Animal protein contains numerous bodybuilding components. Something called creatine is available in animal protein. Of course, the amino acids in animal protein tend more towards building. And there's also something called CLA, conjugated linoleic acid. That's found in animal protein. That's not found in plant protein. The iron that you get from animal protein is more bioavailable than the iron that you get in plant protein. There's something that seems wholesome and good about plant proteins or about plants in general. But as it turns out, there's lots of yucky stuff in plants, especially pesticides. Now, it's true you're going to probably get pesticides in animal protein because animals tend to eat vegetables. They eat grains, and they're eating grass, and obviously we put pesticides on everything. But it's true that vegetarians actually get excess amounts. They get more pesticides in their bodies, at least according to a Harvard study that tracked fruit and vegetable intake with pesticide residues and correlated it to vegetarianism. And it turns out that vegetarians are ingesting more of these pesticides, no surprise, because of what we spray on our plants. To me, the issue with glyphosate, which is a major, major contaminant in our water supply, it's in the air, it's in the ground. Glyphosate, of course, is a very powerful pesticide. This issue of glyphosate has to be behind many of our long-term degenerative health challenges. And if you're eating a lot of veggies and you're eating a lot of fruits and you're eating a lot of fruits, you're going to be getting a lot more of these pesticides, including glyphosate. Yes, I know that if you're doing dairy and you're doing animal protein, you're probably getting it too. But the fact is vegetarians have to ingest a lot more calories to get their nutritional needs met than carnivores. Now, I'm not either, and I don't really like meat, by the way. I'm not a big meat eater, although I'll eat it occasionally. But the idea that vegetarianism good, animal protein bad, carnivores are bad, and vegetarians are good, and there's this kind of subliminal idea that there's something good and wholesome about vegetarianism that's not good and wholesome about meat eaters has to be reexamined or has to at least be looked at. We hear a lot of stuff, especially from guys like T. Colin Campbell, who wrote a book called The China Study, about how terrible animal foods are, dairy and meat specifically. In the book, The China Syndrome, I think it's called. I think it's called The China Syndrome. The author is T. Colin Campbell, and he's a nutritionist, and he went all throughout China, and he did some epidemiological studies on the rates of cancer and heart disease among meat eaters and compared to vegetarians, and he found that there was more heart disease, there was more cancer among meat eaters. But what he didn't check on was what kind of meat were these folks eating. And that's one thing that's missed when we do studies that analyze vegetarianism versus carnivorism, I guess you call it, folks who eat animal foods. The health objections associated with eating animal foods usually don't take into account the toxicity of the animals. If you're going to eat animal foods, you want to try to go pasture raised, you want to eat local, you want to eat grass fed, and you want to go as organic as possible. That's not really available these days, or at least you have to hunt around to find organic meat. You have to hunt around to find pasture-raised and grass-fed meat. Theoretically speaking, I'm not talking practically, theoretically speaking, human beings are omnivores. We are supposed to eat animal foods, and animal foods are loaded with nutritional value. Now, I'm not talking about the philosophical aspects of killing animals. Forget that. Every animal in the animal kingdom eats another animal, by the way. or for the most part. Even if you're eating grass, you're eating something living. If it's not an animal, it's something that's alive. So we all exist by eating something else that's alive. But when it comes to animals, comparing food, animals that eat meat versus animals that eat grass, there's some big misunderstandings. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm pharmacist Ben. Excuse me, we'll get your calls here in just a minute. I want to just finish this this idea of meat versus of animal protein versus plant protein up real quick. The biggest problem with ingesting plant foods, and the biggest problem that I have with vegetarianism, is this misguided idea that large animals eat a lot of grass. A lot of times vegetarians will say, oh my God, look at gorillas and look at elephants and look at these large animals, and they just subsist on eating grass. And they're all vegetarians. And that is true. But what they don't take into account is the fact that they got to eat all day, number one, and that they have multiple stomachs. Many of these do. I don't know if elephants do, but ruminants do. And they have multiple stomachs that they use to process the vegetables. That's because vegetables and grass are hard for the body to extract nutrients out of. Especially this is true about plant-based protein. Plant-based protein has lower digestibility than animal protein. And in general, plant-based protein has a lower anabolic effect than animal protein. It has less essential amino acid content. There are deficiencies in other amino acids, specifically sulfur amino acids. Sulfur is very important for building. Plant amino acids oxidize more readily than animal amino acids. There's just a lot of problems associated with vegetarianism. Now, that having been said, philosophically there's an issue with eating meat, and practically speaking, eating meat today is not necessarily a great idea. Eating a lot of meat because of hormones that are given to animals, because of pesticides, and because of antibiotics. But from a theoretical standpoint, human beings are omnivores. We're designed to eat animals. We're designed to eat everything. Whatever we can find, we're designed to eat. So the idea that you'll hear sometimes vegetarians saying, oh, human beings aren't supposed to eat meat. They don't have the right teeth and they don't have the right intestine. None of that is true. What is true is that buying your steak at Safeway or King Soopers is going to subject you to exposure to a lot of nasty chemicals. That is undeniable. But from a nutritional value point of view, the amino acids in meat tend to be more anabolic, that is building, more important for anti-aging, more important for growth and repair. The nutrients in meat in animal foods are more readily available, especially the proteins and the amino acids. And if you're eating a lot of plant foods, you're going to be exposing yourself to a lot of pesticide toxicity. And so anyway, that's what I just wanted to get off my chest about animal protein versus plant protein. I personally don't eat a lot of animal foods, but from a philosophical standpoint, human beings should be eating whatever they can get their hands on, as long as it's unprocessed and quality food. Big problem, of course, is processing of foods. It's the boxed foods and the bagged foods and the foods that have flavor enhancers and other various kinds of processing chemicals that are the real problem. So if you're going to, whatever you decide, if you're going to be a vegetarian, you're going to be a carnivore, try to go as unprocessed as possible. And by the way, cooking is a type of processing. So if you're cooking your foods, you want to cook your foods as little as possible. It means eating your meat rare and eating your veggies when they're still raw or when they're at least have a certain degree of crispness associated with them. Steam your vegetables. And always steam your veggies with fat. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Time to hit the phones. Let's go to Bob in Minnesota and say good morning. What is up, Bob? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey, good morning, Ben. Hey, I just called in reference to your interview with Dr. Drew Peterson yesterday.
Yeah.
And he, talking about the COVID-19 biolab virus, he referenced...
The synthesized version or the fabricated version of the virus? Is that what you're talking about? He was talking a little...
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. On Monday, June 1st, I had got a hold of your production manager and passed on a website with regards to that.
What was the website?
Virus.
What was the website?
BIORXIV.org.
I'm sorry, you just cut out. BIORXIV?
Yep, correct.
BIORXIV.org. Okay. Tell me what it says. What's the website about?
The basis of that article is that there's a protein, ORF8, that kind of inhibits the histocompatibility complex of the
That's
cell.
The immune system. We'll just call it the immune system or the immune chemistry of the cell.
Okay. So basically it confuses the T cells to find the cells that have the actual virus in it. As well as...
Let me just translate that. What you're saying is that this virus has a mechanism built into it that will inhibit the immune system from attacking it?
Correct. I mean, it confuses it. It makes it very difficult for the immune system to find the sick
Got
cell.
Got it.
In addition to that, they engineered the pouring protease cleavage into the COVID-19?
Now, hang on, Bob. You obviously know a little bit about chemistry, but you're not talking to a bunch of people who know about chemistry. So I want everybody to understand what you're saying. So try to talk in simple terms. Basically, what you're saying is that, according to this website anyway, this virus has been engineered to inhibit the body's ability to attack it. Is that what I'm hearing you say, without getting into all the details?
Okay, correct. With an additional being able to spread rapidly.
Okay, gotcha. So, and that implies engineering?
Yes.
And I'm not. That doesn't surprise me if that's the case.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
What I want to comment on though is Dr. Drew Peterson, when he spoke of vaccines, he used the generic vaccine, but he didn't distinguish the fact that the new vaccine that they're trying to come out with to attack this virus.
Yeah.
It's also using the same RNA technology. They're trying to use the RNA instead of incubating it through fermentation.
Uh-huh.
The vaccine. They're
using the RNA against. It's a vaccine against the RNA, not against the virus.
Well, it's a vaccine using RNA technology to attack an RNA designed virus.
What does that mean exactly? I'm not sure what you're trying to say here. Let me put it this way. What's the bottom line of what you're trying to say? Aside from the details, what's the major point?
Well, because you're asking about, can the immune system defend against this?
Uh-huh.
And my question is, he didn't touch on the vaccine as an RNA vaccine. In other words, they're trying to use splice technology, CRISPR technology, to design a vaccine that the human body's never experienced before, and it's going to be a whole new animal for people to take this new vaccine. How dangerous is that?
I'm 100% on board with you, and I'd love to have this conversation with you, just me and you. But you're talking so far over people's heads, it's hard to understand. It's going to be hard for people to understand what you're saying. Bottom line is, the vaccine is going to be is a problematic approach. It's always a problematic approach. We want to be strengthening our body's ability to handle microbial attack, period. Vaccines are always going to be a problematic approach. They're from a time gone by when we did not understand the nature of the immune system. Vaccines were invented the concept of vaccination was invented in the late 18th century. And even the modern success story of vaccines, the polio vaccine, was from the 1930s and 1940s. Vaccination today is nowhere near as important as it has been in the past, now that we understand about building immunity. To me, it's absolute idiocy to try to go outside yourself to a freaking doctor or to a health authority to take care of what is in the body's nature to do on its own. And whose interest is it to go outside of our bodies to health authorities? Health authorities, not in the human being's interest. And that's the bottom line here. What's that?
Keep in mind, when they're treating the swine flu with the vaccine, many people died just from the vaccine alone. And now this RNA technology, untested, what's going to happen if people are
absolutely
taking that?
The untested nature of this vaccine, and the idea that the average American has that, we'll be saved by vaccines, just like we'll be saved by drugs, needs to be re-examined, because it's not in the individual's interest, it's in the institution's interest, and it's always the individual versus the institution. Always. If you're an individual, you have an interest in taking care of your own health business that the institution does not have. All right, we got Paul Hughes coming up next.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're going in the right direction, but still elevated. Fewer than 2 million American unemployment claims were filed last week, the lowest weekly total in over 2 months since the pandemic began. About 1.87 million workers filed the first-time claims last week, and that's a 250,000 fewer than the previous week. The total number of people claiming benefits as of last week, just under 30 million, and that was a decrease of about 1 million from the week before, suggesting some people are getting back to work despite the ongoing pandemic. Former President Barack Obama speaking out about the George Floyd protests.
I am urging every mayor in this country to review your use of force policies with members of your community.
And former President Jimmy Carter says people of moral conscience have to stand up and say no to a racially discriminatory police and justice system. And this is USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
A high-profile GOP lawmaker says protests are one thing, but looting and riots are not, as USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
As protests continue across the country after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, many people, including senators, are calling for peaceful protests as opposed to some of the violence and looting that we saw over the weekend. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says protesting is okay, but looting and violence are not.
Every American has a right to speak and to peaceably express your freedom of speech. What you don't have a right to do is engage in violent rioting. What you don't have a right to do is loot. What you don't have a right to do is light police cars on fire and attack your fellow citizens. And we need law enforcement to be unequivocal that if you do that, you will be arrested, you will be prosecuted, and you will spend a very long time in jail. And we also need systematic law enforcement targeting Antifa and other terrorist groups that are organizing, that are providing assistance. This is a terrorist assault on our country, and rioting cannot be tolerated. It needs to end, and it needs to end now.
And Walmart is taking firearms off the sales floors in some of its stores as protests over George Floyd's death lead to looting in some places. The company saying yesterday that guns will still be sold in those stores, but they're being kept in secure rooms until further notice. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central, and 24/7 on our archive pages at brightsideben.com. Also, benfuchsarchives.com, which has a search engine associated with it. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. All the longevity products can be had at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And our Truth Skin Health products are all available at truthtreatments.com, Truth Nutritional Supplements at truthnourishment.com. So before I went to break, I was ranting a little bit because nothing gets my goat more than the idea of this of the never-ending battle between the institution and the individual. And when it comes to health, it's always nefarious, it's always evil, it's always anti-human being. Institutions are inherently anti-individual, and it's up to us as individuals to take our own business into our own hands, whether it's our legal business or whether it's our financial business, and especially when it's our health business. And when it comes to taking care of our health, it's important to eat correctly, it's important to supplement, it's important to exercise, but nothing is more important than breathing, than oxygen. You can go 40 days without food, you can go 4 days without water, but you can't go 4 minutes without oxygen. As soon as we're oxygen deprived, our immune system begins to suffer, our ability to think clearly begins to suffer, our health begins to suffer, our joie de vivre, our quality of life begins to suffer, and that's why I'm so excited to have our next guest on. Phil Hughes is the executive director, I guess you'd say, the executive director of Vivation International. Vivation is known as the science of enjoying all of your life. It's based on a book that was written by a guy named Jim Leonard and Phil Lau back in the 90s, which I read in the early 90s when I was a young guy. It's based on another book, which is called The Skill of Happiness, Creating Daily Ecstasy with Vivation, which was written by Jim Leonard, and it is a powerful, powerful technology that doesn't only utilize breathing, but I think as we'll get more information from Phil, I think it primarily utilizes breathing. So please welcome to the Bright Side, I'm sorry, Paul Hughes. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
Nice to talk to you. And as I told you on the phone and I've been saying to our listeners, I am a huge proponent of Vivation. It has helped me personally tremendously in my life. It's known as the science of enjoying all of your life, but it's related to breathing. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of the breath and the importance of oxygenation when it comes to enjoying all of your life, or the skill of happiness, as the book is titled?
Right. So it is technically a breathwork process, although it's actually more of a meditation process. So the breathing is the first element. We have five. So it is a foundational element, and it's very, very important. Obviously, we breathe all the time, and so it's very, very important that we learn to sort of become conscious of that and become masters of that process. It is definitely our friend, and when we learn how to breathe and allow ourselves to breathe more fully and more healthfully, lots of benefits come from that. It helps to have the other four elements that which we can talk about. But the breathing is very important. I mean, certainly it oxygenates the cells. Most people don't breathe enough. They're living in some kind of fear, anxiety, depression, especially now in the last 2-3 months and all the BS that's going on. So we tend to go into shallow breathing, which then shuts everything down and sorts this vicious circle. But when we can break that cycle of pain and fear and anxiety, when we really start to take those breaths and really affirm that we have a right to be here, we have a right to breathe, we have a right to take up space, we have a right to breathe in oxygen, and to really seize that day through that breath. So, yeah, I can't say enough about the breath. It's a very foundational and very fundamentally important thing that we can all learn. I mean, how often do we hear when you're stressing out, someone says, hey, just take a deep breath. Of course, they kind of get irritated with them. But, there is a lot of truth to that. It's sort of I think they've known that for thousands of years. And you can look at the history of breath work and pranayama, as they say in yoga. It's a science that goes back thousands and thousands of years. So
it's not, Paul, it's not ordinary breath. It's a special kind of breath, right? Circular breathing.
Yeah. So what we do, I want to say really clearly that there is technically no wrong way to breathe. I mean, if you look at the breathwork world and pranayama, there are thousands and thousands of techniques. And in Vivation, what we try to do is we try to move away from the technique. It's really about listening to the body and allowing the body to breathe itself. So this is where the other elements come in, because people think, well, like a good example, I'll be in a workshop and I'll have somebody raise their hand, they're going through some kind of difficulty, and they'll raise their hand and I'll come over and they'll ask me something to the effect of, am I doing this right? Am I breathing right? And my first question back to them is, do you feel good? How do you feel? And they say, I feel great. I said, then you're doing it right.
Got it.
And so they say, well, I'm not feeling so good. I said, well, try something else. And they all ask me, so what should I try? And there are what I call guidelines or suggestions, depending on what's going on with them. I might ask them to breathe slower and fuller, or faster and shallower, or fuller and faster. But generally what I always recommend as a default is to be playful with the breath, to be experimental with the breath, to have fun with the breath. So it's funny we say breath work, but it is in a sense really breath play. Mm. You're really learning to sort of find your own rhythm. And so you kind of play with the breath, and if it starts feeling better, stay with that. If it starts not feeling so good, change it. So generally during a session, people are always adjusting and changing the breath. It's sort of a real-time thing. And initially when people learn this, it seems pretty complicated, kind of like trying to learn stick shift. But what happens is after a few sessions, the breathing becomes more and more automatic because the body just gets in sync with it.
Is it always, is how you feel always a metric for how well you're breathing?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, let me make sure I understand the question. So if somebody's feeling
crappy,
really good in life generally, if I don't know anything about them but they're just feeling good, would my first instinct say, are they breathing well? Probably. They're probably naturally, you know, diaphragmatic breathers. They breathe more. They're just probably breathing more. In vibration itself, I would say that the better the session is, the more efficient the integration is, the more bliss they're feeling. Generally speaking, that means they're in sync. They're breathing in a way that's really responsive to the feelings, and that's the important part. So the feelings of the body is your feedback. So, you know, your breathing and your feelings, so you're always listening to the body. We always say in this that your body is your guru. And I noticed at the opening before I got on that you talked a lot about sort of individual versus institutions. And
right.
This is so important. We, you know, we talk about sovereignty. And,
right.
And so in vibration, it's all about body sovereignty. It's about emotional sovereignty. It's about breathing sovereignty. We are reclaiming our sovereignty to allow it, right? So it's really about reclaiming our own sovereignty. And so with vibration, it's about achieving emotional autonomy, emotional freedom, and emotional sovereignty.
That is so awesome.
We all have that capacity to do that.
That's awesome. I love that. And that's why I loved it. And I love all protocols that emphasize our ability to handle our own health business. That's why we talk a lot about nutrition on this program. But nothing is more fundamental than breathing. What I was getting at with my question is, can you get, if breathing and mood or breathing and feelings, as you say, go together, can you get out of a lousy state of being or feeling lousy by manipulating your breathing techniques?
Yes. Now, this is important. So, and this is going to be different than what a lot of breath workers out there tell you. And this is what I think makes vibration quite unique. I mean, there are other breath works that have come from vibration. But vibration was really the first one to recognize that it wasn't the breathing itself that causes the healing of the integration. Breathing's primary purpose is to put us in touch with the somatic aspect, the feeling aspect. It allows us to feel the feelings more. So the more you breathe, it's kind of like turning up the volume, it's turning up that awareness, turning up that fidelity of somatic body awareness. And so the breathing in and of itself doesn't cause integration, but it facilitates and assists it.
In the book,
negative feelings, what we always say is that a negative feeling, there really isn't such a thing as a negative feeling.
I was just about to get in that. We got to take a break. We'll continue that when we come back from our break, because that's a really important point. Paul Hughes, we're talking about vibration. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I am pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Paul Hughes, the executive director of Vivation International. Paul, before we went to break, you were touching on something that I consider to be the most important part of the book and the most important part of the Vivation philosophy, and that's the idea that to the body, all energy or soma, as you say, all energy is inherently blissful, and that it's only in making things wrong or in labeling or in this mental aspect where we run into negativity and run into problems. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. So think of it like this. Like, I'm sure we've all had where we're having a stressful day, and somebody might come up and point out, hey, your shoulders are kind of high and tense, right? It's like, and then when the moment that person points that out, we can drop the shoulders. It's when we become aware of tension in the body, it becomes much easier to relax it. So this is where the breath comes in. So when we breathe, it enhances our kinesthetic awareness. It enhances our body awareness. And so as we become aware of the feelings in our body, the energy in our body, and where those feelings and stresses are, it becomes easier and easier to let it go. The other thing that the breath does is it allows us to become more aware of the inherent bliss in the feeling, and so as we become more aware of the inherent bliss in the feeling, then our resistance to it is going to drop. And that's the key point.
I think that is so important because most people think when they hear feelings, oh, there's bad feelings and there's good feelings.
Correct, of course. But it's not true. Yeah, absolutely. So here's the thing. This is a really important point that I like to make, which is that any negativity we experience is never the feeling itself or the emotion itself, the feeling itself. It's our resistance to it. So think of it like a hose. You've got hose, water's going through the hose, everything's flying. And if you think of the word emotion, Latin word, emotion, to be in motion, so that's the nature and the natural state that emotions are to be in. And when emotions are flowing, everything's fine. So when we experience a negative emotion, what's really happening is we are in a state of resistance to the feelings that are coming up in that moment. And so that hose gets kinked. And so that kink is the point of what we'd call suffering or resistance or make wrong or negativity, whatever you want to call it. So when we can allow ourselves to relax in the presence of the feeling, to start to become aware of the inherent positivity in the feeling, and I always tell people, every feeling is at least 1% pleasurable. If it wasn't 1% pleasurable, you'd be in infinite agony, and I can tell by looking at you that you're not in infinite agony. Yeah. So right away, people say, well, wait a second, that means that, yes, there is at least a little bit bliss. And so I always ask my students to start paying attention to the 1% that is pleasurable. It's kind of like a carrot. It doesn't seem to have a lot of juice, but you put it through the juicer, and out comes all this juice. It's the same with the feeling. So when we start to feel that feeling that's negative, and we start to see the inherent positivity, and we let it go, and we relax in the presence of the feeling, and this includes even relaxing our effort in trying to change the feeling, because here's the thing, we can't change it. Feelings are feelings. So when we relax our tension or negativity or make-wrong around the feeling, then we experience joy. And so every negative feeling, so whether it's sadness, anger, fear, there's two types of fear, actually, irrational and rational fear. So four primary negative emotions. Each of those has a positive counterpart. In other words, when we can relax in the presence of that negative feeling, we will experience positive aspect or facet of that. So take sadness. When we can get under sadness, start to feel it, breathe it, and acknowledge it, and embrace it, and love it, and be patient and kind and gentle with that feeling, the resistance around it resolves, and what we experience is gratitude.
How about major grief?
Same thing. So grief, same thing. It's like when we get to the bottom of grief, we'll really feel that grief. And of course, what this often entails is a lot of crying, right? So because we're grieving, we're letting go. But as we do with vibration, as we let that go, the grieving process becomes a lot more efficient. So it's not like there's no shortcuts. It's just that we let go of all those resistances, and so that feeling of grief can move faster, move through us quicker. And it allows to flow the way it's supposed to flow. And what we experience is joy, bliss, and gratitude, and a lot of tears, and a lot of ultimately joy and love. That's what's always there. At the end, that's what is, in fact, real. Everything else was in our imagination. It was a negativity. So when we feel a feeling, we see its inherent positivity. It becomes easier to relax in the presence of that feeling. The breathing certainly helps because every exhale is relaxed. Because we do a specific type of breathing and vibration that's very different than a lot of other breath work.
Do you think the sobbing that's associated with like horrific sadness or grief is the body's way of allowing emotion to be in motion?
Absolutely, yeah. Sobbing is that emotion finally moving through us.
So we should look to sob.
Absolutely.
We should look to sob when we're holding on to sadness or grief, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I think sobbing is an incredibly powerful healing process if we just allow it to happen. I mean, I'm sure everybody knows that once you have that cry, you know, most people I know, it's like once they've cried, it's like, oh, my God, I feel so much better because I thought you finally made peace with that feeling. You finally let it go. You've resolved it. You've integrated it.
Do you think disease and people's general sense of depression and crappy feeling is associated to not sobbing or not letting go?
Oh, yeah, all of it. So, yeah, it's all related to suppression of feelings.
Is it related?
I would say that all disease, whether it's physical or mental or whatever, does, in fact, involve a strong aspect, a component of just suppression.
What does that say about our dependence on medical intervention?
Well, so you mean like going to a regular doctor, getting shot?
Yeah, going to a doctor if you're sick, and you just need to cry and you go to a doctor. Yeah.
So mental health. So yeah, go get doing antidepressants, things like that, right? So I mean, here's the thing. I mean, there's definitively a neurophysiological correlates to depression in terms of things like serotonin and dopamine and all those kinds of things. But we also, we are mind, body, spirit. We are spiritual beings as much as mental beings. And so, you know, we can change our neurotransmitters. So, when somebody comes to me and they're really depressed and they are on an antidepressant, I don't just say, hey, stop giving me the antidepressants. What I do is I teach them a skill. This is a skill people can learn to do on their own and become autonomous with this is to do vibation. And in the care, since they're probably in the care of a mental health professional, I have them start doing vibation. And usually what happens for many, many people is they find that they can start, they don't have to rely on them anymore. They can let go of having to use any kind of antidepressant because they want two reasons. One, they have a skill now that they can use to resolve those depressed feelings. But two, they can start to resolve the deeper underlying core issues that go back years and years and years historically to resolve the under stuff that goes that leads to depression. Usually depression is the result of a chronic ongoing suppression of sadness, and it eventually results in depression.
All right, so breathing is one of five steps. One of five elements. We only have about a minute and a half. Can you just briefly go through the other four?
Yeah, okay, so the second one is complete relaxation, which is in every exhale, so yeah, it's all about relaxation. The third is awareness in detail, which is kinesthetic feeling awareness, which is just learning to feel all the feelings in as much detail as you can, focusing on all the subtle changes and tinglings and all that. The fourth one is enjoying this moment as much as you can, which we call integration to ecstasy, which is just continually finding ways to enjoy it. Just notice even if it's a little bit enjoyable. It's not about changing it into enjoyable. It's just being open to it being enjoyable, keeping an open mind to the part of it that is enjoyable or that it could be enjoyable.
Yeah.
The last one is what we call willingness, or do whatever you do, willingness is enough, which means that there's really no way to do this wrong. As long as you're doing this process and you're willing to do that, you do get results.
I love it, man. This is such beautiful, beautiful work. So how do people get a hold of you or get a hold of more information about Vivation if they're interested?
Yeah. So they can go to the website, vivation.com. In fact, we are, this is really cool, because of COVID-19 and people getting all stressed and angry and all the riots and everything, we are rapidly moving to offering online courses. We'll be doing online sessions, online trainings, at an affordable rate, and that should be online within about 3 weeks. So right now, the best way to do is go to the website, sign up for the newsletter, and you will be in the loop. And our online courses and sessions that we're going to be doing twice a month will be available within the next few weeks.
Vivation.com. Now, the book Vivation and the Skill of Happiness, those are the only books I could find on the subject. Are there any others?
There's the Vivational Skill. Those are the two primary books. Jim did write another book called Your Father's Dream, which is about using vivation to find your true purpose. There are multiple other books written in other languages, a couple written in Spanish by a gal in South America that are on vivation that have not been translated into English, but they're fantastic.
But for now, it's Vivation by Jim Leonard and Phil Lout, and then The Skill of Happiness by Jim Leonard. Have you seen the interview with Jim Leonard on YouTube? That's a really cool interview, if you haven't seen it.
I've seen a few interviews over the years, yeah.
Okay, great.
Both those books are available on Amazon, and they are available as Kindle, at least one of them is.
Vivation is. I have it on Kindle. Vivation and The Skill of Happiness.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, thank you so much for your work, and thank you for coming on the program. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care, Paul. Vivation.com, I highly, highly recommend this skill set. It's super amazing. I've been using it almost all of my adult life, and I found it tremendously, tremendously valuable. I love the idea of enjoying the moment, not making it enjoyable, but finding the inherent joy in everything. It's such a powerful, powerful concept. All right, that's all the time we have for today. I am Pharmacist Ben. Please check out my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for truth skin health products. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.